Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to your own program, Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we try to discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in the studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Sheikh Miqdad, who is a researcher in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much, and salam to all the listeners, inshallah, out there.
Brother, in our previous sessions, we said that there are many things that could lead to the delay of emotional and intellectual maturity. After that, we said how could we deal with them in the previous session. And today as well, I'll ask you, is there anything else parent can do to help their children not have this delay in their emotional and intellectual maturity?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So if you remember, our key discussion is related to bulugh. And we said that children, especially boys we're talking about, when they reach the age of bulugh and the state of bulugh, what happens is that they're intellectually and emotionally not mature enough
yes.
to be able to be accountable for their actions. And
yes.
they're not ready to perform their wajibat, or they don't have the kind of responsibility feeling and the self-control to be able to stay away from the haram. And so we want them to be starting the journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that very moment that they become baligh, because that's where they're accountable, which means that that's where the journey really begins.
Yes.
So amongst the things that we can do, one of the things that is very important that parents should definitely ensure that they do, if not themselves, then at least somebody that they know could do for them on their behalf, is to have a conversation about puberty with the child.
Okay.
Many times, children, I would say in most cases perhaps, I won't be able to tell, but I can perhaps say them in many cases, that children and teenagers hit bulugh without having any clue what's happened.
Okay.
And perhaps the reason why in Western countries, for example, they've placed so much emphasis and importance to have this conversation at an early age, even to the extent of having conversation about this from the age of 9, 10, is because of this. It's because they saw that you had this 10-year-old, 11-year-olds who became baligh, right? Who acquired this physical maturity, but had no clue how to deal with it. And
okay.
so they had these attractions between boys and girls. They would do things to that extent, but without any kind of responsibility, any kind of awareness.
Okay.
And so as Muslim families, it's very important that we have this conversation early on with the children, especially now that school is taking up this responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a double responsibility and a double importance to it. So not only is it lack of understanding now, but actually nowadays, information is given to children, but wrong information is given to children.
Okay.
So maybe you could say 10 years ago, we were in a very bad situation because children would not know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's even worse, is that they know the wrong things,
okay.
right? So, which is even worse. So we need to, one of the questions that I get asked, for example, is how do we deal with sex education that's from school?
Mm-hmm.
Especially because it's mandatory and it's obligatory for all schools. You can't opt out from it.
Okay.
One of the things, I mean, there's a lot of things that we can talk about. One of the things is to make sure that we get there first, right?
Okay.
So have the conversation before even they go to those classes. Your children should be aware of this so that you have spoken to them about it and not the school.
Okay. And so the one of the things that we can do is discuss puberty with our children.
Exactly.
So that they can acquire that maturity. I'll be talking to you after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5 years old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. English Radio at irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing how parents can help their boys go through puberty. And one of the things we said before the break was that parents need to discuss puberty with children. Yes, brother.
So in that discussion that you need to have, so this starts from the age of 9, right?
Okay.
And it's not a one discussion only.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to have this discussion once and that's it. No, it's a discussion that needs to be over not just a period of days, but a period of months and years, where especially in terms of boys, it's a discussion that fathers need to have. It's not a discussion that mothers will have. Obviously, mothers can help.
Okay.
And certain things they can do, but it's mainly a father-son discussion.
Okay.
And they don't just talk about puberty in the sense that what happens at a physical level. Okay, so you become baligh if this and this and this happens to you. And so you should be aware about it and you should know about the different things related to that sexual aspect of things.
Okay.
But not just that. I'm talking about discussing puberty from the emotional and intellectual aspect as well.
Okay.
So really having strong discussion with your child about what is puberty? What role does puberty play and that maturity play in a person's life? Right?
Okay.
Talk about purpose of life. Talk about our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talk about the expectation that you have from a child. Talk about the skills that they need to learn in terms of self-control, in terms of being responsible, in terms of communication. Talk about the things that happen to children. So, for example, children, when they become teenagers, they like to isolate themselves. They want to be rebellious. They want to be independent. They do not want to listen to their mom.
Yes.
All the different changes that happen physically,
emotionally. That happened to them, yeah.
This needs to be discussed.
Okay.
It's discussed by a father with their sons. And this goes a really long way in ensuring that this child is guided in this process.
Yes.
And can acquire that maturity much quicker. And be when they really hit that teenage period,
mm-hmm.
and that puberty, that bulugh, they are ready to some extent. Or if they're not ready, then at the very least, they have the support from their parents.
Okay.
Many times the teenagers go through puberty without any support. And what they do is that they find support at school, they find support in mentors that are not religious, etc. And this is where it starts all going all wrong.
Okay, that's how it goes wrong. And there are parents, there are still some boys, I won't say boys, they are men, who still feel shy talking to their fathers at sometimes. That's the gap they have maintained with their parents. But you are saying that this gap needs to be a little less, especially when a boy is turning towards puberty. Parents need to discuss, like a father needs to discuss with a son, the changes that are happening to him and how to deal with that emotionally and intellectually. Well, what else can parents do to help boys? I will be discussing that with you after a short break. Then listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مطي الخيرات يا
The Prophet ﷺ said, "No father has granted a gift to his child better than good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. We are talking about the things parents can do to help not to delay the emotional and intellectual maturity in the boys. Yes, brother. Is there anything else parents can do?
So when we talk about a conversation that parents need to have, you see, in many cases, what happens is that parents expect from the madrasa or the Sunday school at their mosque to help them have these discussions. Now, it's true that if you find a good mentor, then yes, maybe fathers don't necessarily need to have these discussions, but it requires fathers to make sure that this mentor is there in place. Okay. Unfortunately, most Sunday schools don't have that in place. They'll teach aqaid, they'll teach ahkam, they'll teach akhlaq. Some madrasa schools and Sunday schools will even teach issues related to puberty. Right? Mm-hmm. But you need that one-to-one mentoring with the child.
You need to make sure that there is someone helping your child to go through this stage.
Exactly. And madrasa or Sunday school don't usually have that. Youth bodies at the masjid or the local Husseini or the local Islamic center has that. But again, you can't trust anyone with this, right?
Exactly. It can be
A person who might not have the required...
the way you can understand your child emotionally, intellectually, nobody else can.
Exactly. So my recommendation is strongly to parents, especially mm-hmm. fathers, to make sure that you have yourself have this conversation.
Okay.
Or find somebody that's really trustworthy, that you can kind of give your child's hand to that person and say, please mentor my child and take him through these stages, because it's not an easy stage to go through.
Yes.
But this is very, very important. These discussions is very important. So don't rely on just madrasa. Another point is that even at the level of religious, so remember we talked about intellectual and emotional maturity, but also religious maturity as well.
Yes.
Again, Islamic Sunday school don't provide enough Islamic knowledge for children to be able to deal with it from Bulugh, right?
Yes.
Especially nowadays, imagine if Bulugh is at 13, mm-hmm. I don't think Sunday school has given you enough information up until the age of 13 for a
child. And not every nation has a Sunday school and a household like that.
Exactly. So really it comes down to the role of the parents.
Parents.
To strengthen the Islamic awareness of a child from that very young age.
Okay.
And when I mean Islamic awareness, I don't mean like Tawhid, Adalat, Nubuwwat, Imamat, Qiyamat.
Okay.
And how to pray and how to fast. That obviously, they're very important.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about very important discussions related to bringing about this understanding of self-respect for a child. To feel...
Or claims that are being put forward to them in the social media stuff, like... When they are exposed to the internet world, there are so many things that are being claimed that this is wrong in religion and all, then you can come and discuss with them.
Exactly, yeah. So bring it even to a doubt level, basically.
Yes.
So I'm not saying start with doubt, never start with doubt. Always start with something strong, a solid foundation. But then say, what if somebody doubts about this? How would you answer?
Okay.
So this is the next point I was coming to, is train your child and give them the skills to deal with the real world.
Yes.
Right? This is very important. And I find this madrasa lacks this a lot.
Okay.
Or generally as a community, we lack this a lot. As a community, many communities don't even have this.
You can rely on community on that.
But as Muslim communities, we lack a lot of awareness of religion.
Mm-hmm.
But even those Muslim communities that have a lot of information, they don't train for real life skills. They don't train, how do you answer this doubt? Or how would you confront this? Or even life skills. For example, if a girl today comes and exposes herself to you, how do you live with it? You tell me how many madrasa or how many parents have had a conversation with the child saying, okay, when a girl comes to you, for example, what do you do with it?
Yes.
Right? It's very important. It's an important conversation to have.
You don't
expect a boy to be able to deal with it if he hasn't had any understanding of how do I deal with this situation. He needs to be taught, okay, these are the principles. they're the ways to deal with it, right?
Yes, especially when we are living in a world which says which says completely upside down how to deal with this situation. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much to our listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. This was Islamic Upbringing. In case you have any questions for us, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, fi amanallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.